Today is March 20th, 2013. Master healer and teacher Ron Amatron will discuss the topic of tangent timelines and space-time crashing. As Ron described on last week's program of March 13th, we are all living real, parallel lives without our consent or awareness, unless we get a glimpse of them through dreams and deja vu. Ron will discuss timeline crashing and space-time crashing as solutions offered by the Creation Light Ship to help us get our fragments back into wholeness. Before we get to the topic, Ron will provide some healings to remove an imposed barcode called the 2,000 Years of Darkness from us. Then he will activate the drawing of the light being's face found on his host page with peace energy. Our host is here. Hello, Ron. Over to you now for the barcode removal and the light being activation.
Okay, so everybody take note here. See how your body's feeling after we remove some of these barcodes. Remember, you have barcodes put on you from the time of Jesus to now. And this is to keep you numbed out during the last part of the 2,000 years cycle of consciousness here that we are living in, and preventing you from knowing the true energy and the true source energy of who you really are. And these barcodes prevent you from going into the present moment and lead you off into tangent timelines of the false light. So it's just a mind control program to prevent you from knowing who and what you are. And this is brought forth in many of the New Age teachings to have you go outside of yourself to find your spirituality. So here we go. We'll take off five of these barcodes. You have many of them on you. So if you do this clearing, it's on the website. It's free. So I recommend doing it all the time. But this is the first barcode being taken off of you. And here we go. So one, this will be the first 1,000 years. The first 500 years. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was from the time of Jesus to 500 A.D. Remember, in that calendar system, he never lived. We have A.D. and B.C. So before his birth and after his death, where did he live? Big zero. So here we go. Next barcode from, say, 500 to 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm taking away from you the most major ones that are controlling you, preventing you from understanding truth. You have probably hundreds of these with you, but these are the main ones here to help you understand this radio program tonight. So here we go. Now we're going to go from 1,000 to 1,500. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll go up to the 1800s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up to the 1900s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go to current here. 2000. We'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more to get you current right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you actually may feel your whole consciousness changing. And you may feel a little bit more awake. It's hard to say what they've done to you, because they could do anything they wish to on timelines. So it really can't be pinpointed. But they do lots to us. Let's energize the light being now. So bring up the light being picture on your monitor screen. Here we go. Energize that. So here we go. One, just watch it. It'll change. Get more energy coming off of it. Light being energy coming to your room for peace. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Thank you for for the peace energy. The light being activation seems to make a calming difference in my ability to take in this reality you see and describe, Ron. So I hope the listeners will feel calm too, as this topic can seem quite unreal and unsettling. At this time, I'd like to welcome the listeners and the members of Contact Talk Radio who are in the chat room right now. Ron will provide special and several healings during this program. Please watch for the moderator's post in relation to this topic, Timeline Crashing 102. On last week's program, you explained, Ron, how the alien groups abduct us onto timelines to steal our bodies and spirits' energy, then sell parts of us like an auction or timeshare to other alien groups who then also use us on what you called tangent timelines. Please continue and describe what you meant by tangent timelines.
Okay, so a tangent timeline is one that you're first abducted onto these timelines. And the timelines that you're abducted onto, you must remember that this is against your free will, free choice. So you don't know that you're really there. And this is why you have deja vu at times and have things disappear in your room, losing keys, purses, you know, different things. And this is because you're somewhere else and they're not here when you come back. And then they eventually come back, hopefully. So there's a recent post on YouTube where they had a, this is in Germany, maybe a week old, I think, that they had a big light coming down from the sky, and a semi-truck was abducted with cargo, and it came back. And I don't think they actually showed it coming and going, but it they saw the light, and then the semi had a problem as it was turned over, and all the cargo was missing. So the aliens got some free merchandise. And, you know, there's a video of it, probably from one of their security cameras. So you could watch that if you're interested in watching a true abduction that is in real time. And you don't really know what's happening, but what happened was what we see here at the very end, the physical thing. So the tangent timelines, when you're probably being stolen, you're being abducted from the alien timeline. So some alien maybe buys your space for the 10 minutes or so. And as you're auctioned off, then they buy you and they create everything around you in a hologram. And maybe some other alien race is stronger and more powerful and they take you sideways because they like what they're experiencing as they watch what this other alien race is doing to you or taking away from you. And then they put you into a tangent timeline. And those are probably the worst ones, only because, you know, it's hard to keep track of those. On the other timelines, they're just straight and narrow, and you can see the end of them and the beginning, and we can do timeline crashes to get rid of that. But the tangent ones, you're really taken off in the beyondo. There's really no record of that. And that's why you want to do space-time crashes along with your timeline crashes to try to find you. Very, very important. So that's what the tangent ones basically do to you. Remember, you're taken with your spirit on timelines, and they put your spirit into a replica body. So that's one type of timeline. The other timeline is where they take your body, and maybe they don't even need your spirit in it, but they fabricate something, and your body does have spirit energy in it, a different type of energy than what we're talking about as far as your spirit out of your, the list out of your eyes, but your body still has light, so they can put in a fake spirit in that, and they can do that harm to your body. They can also abduct you with body and spirit on timelines, so you have three different possibilities there. So that's what they do on timelines. The timeline ones that are probably the most conscious for people is what I call when you're driving into the billboard. So you're driving your car, living your life, and everything is perfect, you know, for you, you think anyway, and they replicate a brand new movie film for you, a brand new movie set, and you're actually being abducted into that. And you think that you're still here, but you're not. And this is true when you're driving your cars. This is why I use the word driving into the billboard. You're driving your car, and maybe you start to yawn, and you go to a certain location when you're driving, and this happens to you all the time. And you notice that it lasts for probably typically about 5 miles. And this is when you're driving fast anyway. So typically maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes is, you know, the amount of the abduction time. So they take you away, you yawn, and maybe your eyes water, your ears pop a little bit. You have some kind of little reaction to your body, but you still see everything around you as normal. That's because they fabricated everything. Now, to the people down here who thought that, who didn't see you get abducted, they just put in another replica of you driving your car. So they don't see you vanish. They just put a replica of you driving, and they don't realize that you're not here. And your car looks like your old car, unless they change it a little bit. But you're actually somewhere else, and you're actually seeing things as normal. Then when they bring you back down again, then you may find yourself kind of, maybe your car might swerve, you might kind of wake up, might yawn again, and you might realize that maybe you forgot to turn off on a certain off-ramp that you always have done. And, you know, this is routine for you. And you understand that something happened, but you don't know what it is because you don't have any actual mental thoughts or way to think about it other than that you made a mistake and you missed your off-ramp. Now you know what the truth is. You only missed it because you were not physically here and you were somewhere else, and that off-ramp didn't exist. Otherwise, you would have taken it. So what are they doing to you in that, say, 10 minutes of time? You know, I could use the term here, which is really true. God only knows. That's the aliens. So God only knows what they're doing to you. You may not know anything yourself. Let's drive it into the psychic, or into the billboard, and this is what happens to you when you're, you know, noticing that. Otherwise, you live your life, and they change out the 10 minutes of time on you all the time anyway. But there are certain abduction points on the road that you're driving, and maybe if you're in the subway, that happens there too. These are the true points to where they take people. So you're going, in a sense, into a Stargate. And you're going into the Beyondo. All that's being played out here is just a movie set from the aliens making everything look real to you or to people who are here who haven't been abducted yet. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, that sounds really complicated and rather awful. Would you please describe now the solutions from the Creation Lightship of the timeline crashing, the healing you offer online, creationlightship.com?
Yep, we do have, let me get my phone here. Okay, good. We do have, you know, the solution with the timeline crashing. That's a very good thing to do. It's probably the best thing you can ever do in your life is do timeline crashing. And that's for a physical problem condition. Maybe you have, just say that you have some type of pain in your body that you don't know where it is coming from. You know that you have it. We'll just say in your stomach area, hypothetically, right on your left side or something. Or you have a pain in your back, and you know that it's there, but you can't really get to it. And you don't know what's happening, but you have the pain. Well, what are they doing to you on timelines? You know, maybe they have some type of tube stuck in you, and it's irritating your body, or maybe they're doing some type of incision work on you. This may sound gross to you, but you have to look at reality. This show is about reality, not about the woo-woo energies out there that people talk about how wonderful you are and you're a child of God and everything else, and everything is great and wonderful in your life, and your problems that you have are karma, and you need to get out of the karma, or you need to know why you're in karma. Well, all that is just stuff that... just a bunch of words. This show is about getting down to the core issues of what's dealing with us here and how you can help yourself. Otherwise, you're just putting a blanket over your head and trying to believe something that isn't really real on some of these false New Age teachings. So the main thing is, what do? You do timeline crashings on your situation. So if you have a pain, go in and do probably 50 to 100 timeline crashes, maybe more. Keep doing it. Connect with your body. Ask your body what the problem is. And, you know, do a lot of timeline crashes to get yourself out of this situation. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to empower yourself. You can do space-time crashing. But the whole thing here is that you are being taken to the beyondo, and things are happening to you. There are people that do talk about physical UFOs that they've seen, that they have been abducted on, and they know about different situations like that. But I'm talking about the ones that you know nothing about and are not normally talked about. And the ones that people do talk about is probably maybe 1% of what's really going on here. So most people are completely unconscious to what they're doing to you. So if you feel a little distraught right now and you feel like you have lots of anxiety and you're absolutely distraught because of these words I'm telling you, which isn't something that's going to be too pleasant for most people, we'll do a timeline crash for you on it. So remember, the aliens are getting mileage now because you're feeling upset because you're powerless. Well, now you can be self-empowered by doing this clearing. So we're going to do a clearing for being absolutely distraught, maybe being terrorized, whatever, and just see if your body starts to relax because you're living off your energy right now as you're having these emotional buttons being pushed in you. So here we go. We'll do some timeline crashes. I'll do 10 at a time here to make it more effective for you. So first set of 10, I have to count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's 10 timeline crashes. Another 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's the second set. And here we go. This will be 30 of these right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do up to 40 here. Make it 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so how are you doing, Kathy? Anybody commenting on the fast chat there?
Yes, people can relate to feeling absolutely distraught. That's a common feeling and a common condition, especially if we've had some grief or loss of jobs or lifestyle or loss of family members, and also now facing this truthful reality that you're describing. And I do want to clarify to the listeners that Ron is able to tell us this information because he is not of earthly time. He doesn't live in our linear earthly time. He is from Source Energy, also known as Creation Lightship. And he can see beyond our dimension and beyond our typical vision. So what he has seen, he designed clearings for to help get us out of these situations because he is here on a mission to help us get back to wholeness, our spirit in our body. And we have been fragmented out for far too long. So one of the things that Ron devised to help us retain or get ourselves returned to us as much as possible is the timeline crash. And then I see in the information you've posted on your host page, Ron, and also on your website, creationlightship.com, where you describe the timeline crash. It is also followed by a space-time crash, as directed by you, and is also recommended by you is listed on the left side of Ron's homepage under recommended healing, timeline crashing and space-time crash. So the timeline crash takes us off that situation and that particular timeline. And then please now describe for us what the space-time crash does.
Okay. Almost always when you do a timeline crash, you're brought back here. So we'll say 95% of the time you're brought back. But there are you do have that 5% or so where maybe you're tangent on timelines, or they just happen to abduct you more. Maybe they did a separation of part of your body. Maybe they sold your top half to one location, bottom half to the other, and you're not all collected. So your bits and pieces may not be, complete with you. And so maybe on that timeline you got taken off of it, but somehow they jarred you and you lost your connection to light and the light couldn't find you. So what happens is when you do a space-time crash, they're looking for you. And this will bring you back to this reality. So just to show you what it's like, I'll do a space-time crash when you were 5 years of age. Pick your birth date. Remember, you're being abducted every 10 minutes. So we'll just take your time of noon, 12 o'clock noon, and I'm going to bring you back from that particular timeline that was crashed for that 10 minutes of time. So we're going to first do a timeline crash, and then we'll bring you back here on a space-time crash, because otherwise you're lost in space. So we're going to do the first one, a timeline crash at your age of 5 at noon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there. So whatever issue you were dealing with, now you're brought back. Now, if you're still lost in space, which more than likely you could be, now I'm going to do a space-time crash to bring your spirit and your body back here. So here we go. Remember the movie 2001 Space Odyssey at the very end? I guess that connecting cord, from hell, the computer got, disconnected the gentleman out there, and he's kind of like floating in space now, right? That's kind of what you may look at or see yourself just floating out there in space connected to nothing. But here we go. We're going to bring you back. So bringing back body and spirit together. First bring your body back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to bring back your spirit. This also lost in space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 there. You should have typically a body reaction to it. Your mind won't know what's going on because your mind doesn't have any way to understand what's happening. You may try to analyze this, but your body knows. And you probably could be feeling warmer now because a part of you that wasn't with you for all these years is now with you. So you may have warmth, may have tingles. You might feel really energized, and that's because you're more whole now. So what we're doing on all these shows is to try to bring you more into wholeness with your spirit and your body energy, connecting them together. And this is what needs to be done for ascension. Remember, this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. The Bible talks about him healing people of their sins. Well, that's what he did when he was here. Well, it wasn't as complex as it is now, but he was taking away the DNA programming from your ancestors, which is judgment. And getting rid of that so that you can become more of who you really are, your spirit and your body, because these judgments, the thoughts that you have, which is judging the light, is the light, everything is perfect. So when you have judgment, then you're denouncing the light and you're choosing to judge. Then at that point, your spirit cannot come into your body because you created an energy blockage in it. That's the way it works. So he was here to help people to become more whole with their spirit energy integrated with your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, Ron, I did feel that space-time crash for when I was 5. My face did get flushed and warm. And sometimes when we do the timeline crashes, when I've heard them on the radio, your other 4 ongoing programs, I also feel it in my head or my body does a little bit of a shake. or sometimes I hear a ringing in my ears. So what you're saying is that's normal. That's us being parts of us being brought back to our own self, to our own divine bodies and spirits, coming back to us. Okay, thank you for that, and the space-time crash for that also. Ron, that absolutely distraught timeline crash you did a few moments ago was a pretty heavy one. Would you possibly do a space-time crash for that timeline crash too, please?
Sure, here we go. This is the one that made you distraught, so here we go, bringing you back from that too. Case they wanted to get more mileage out of you, and they stole you sideways into a tangent timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So hopefully that helped everybody there. And I think we'll be talking now about the maybe the weather patterns typically or just situations that you see around you as you do a timeline crash. If you see the alien ship clouds, which are the flat bottom clouds that where the clouds get cloaked around the spaceships, so they look like flat bottom clouds. And what happens is when you do those timeline crashes for that, all of a sudden, you will see the clouds turn into like ice cubes. And you're going to see square clouds. You might see vertical lines going through them. Do you want to comment some more on that, Kathy?
I remember when you first talked about that a few years ago, when you first got the clearing going, you timeline crashed a lot on the radio, and I looked outside the next day in the morning, and I saw the clouds were broken up. They look like and clouds. In an ice cube tray formation, sort of like a broken up glacier with little squares in the sky of clouds, which are the broken timelines. They look like ice cubes or vertical lines when they're crashed. And so that's indication that the timeline was crashed, and that's probably how we know for sure they exist, because I hadn't seen clouds like that before. But no wonder so many people feel kind of spacey. The timelines that we're being controlled on take us away from ourselves. We're not in control of our lives. Our lives are not our own. And we just are not whole at all, and we're all wondering what's going on. And I feel sometimes spaced out, and I see other people look really spaced out. And I remember in the 60s and 70s, a lot of people were described as being spacey. And so that seems to be a common condition, Ron. I wonder if now you could possibly timeline crash the condition of feeling spaced out.
Uh-huh. You guys are out there in space, so you feel spaced out, huh?
Yeah.
So here we go. Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should be feeling better now, because now you're back here, and you're being released from the timelines that you're connected to, and you should feel a little more body energy. What we'll do right now is a clearing for that we have on the website. It's a gray sky clearing. And the gray sky clearing is actually to get rid of the gray skies that form because the alien ships are being spotted. So they put, like, camouflage energy of a gray sky around. And that way they can't be seen as easily. So it's another camouflage that they have. Now, if you do this in the daytime, it's a free clearing, and maybe you're having a weather condition around your house or city, and you go, oh, this thing is going to be coming close to my house. You're watching maybe one of the weather channels or something, and this storm is coming your way, and you go, well, what can I do about this here? Well, to some gray sky crashing. Maybe the alien ships that are bringing you this will be terminated, and then at that point, maybe you might have the sun shine through. And that's what happens when you do the gray sky clearing. And you will start to see the clouds change, too, much like on the timeline crashing, and they will become like ice cubes. So try this clearing. It's quite wonderful. So we're going to do it right now for everybody. And just see if your clouds tomorrow have changed. Maybe you're in a location where there's a lot of these flat-bottom clouds, and you haven't seen the puffy round ones for a long time. And maybe now they'll appear to you because that's the normal clouds that should be here. Here we go. So I'm going to clear off these flat-bottom clouds and or gray skies that are around your area. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that makes a difference in your weather pattern. Get up tomorrow and check your clouds out and go on to the website, creationlightship.com, and do the pre-clearing on the left-hand side. It's the gray sky clearing, and run it for a half an hour. And just see if you happen to see sunshine. Back to you, Kathy.
A lot of people do report effective clearing from that gray sky clearing. If they put their name, it clears up over their house or their home. If they put their county or state, they can sometimes find that it does clear up mysteriously where there was supposed to be some heavy clouds or some fog or something. So that's pretty good. And right now we're discussing the timeline crashing and space-time crashing as solutions to our problem. And many listeners of Ron's other programs have reported a lot of relief from relentless agony by doing the timeline crashes and the space-time crashes. The timeline crashes are done to help alleviate a lot of the emotional or events and or painful situations we're in. It can be any kind of situation that's something that we don't want going on in our life. And then Ron suggests we follow up with the space-time crash, the same amount that we did for the timelines, to help our bodies and spirit be retrieved by the creation light ship to bring our spirit back to us. So during these timeline crashes, the creation light ship is taking out the alien races and the control issues, and the psychic cords are being dropped. And then we actually can put ourselves on the timelines by our thoughts and our emotions. So that's why Ron has often, well, practically every show, suggested doing the whole life emotional clearing and the whole life mental clearing that are offered on his website, creationlightship.com, and are also found on the left side of the homepage under recommended healings. So, Ron, speaking of the mental clearing, I wonder if you could do a mental clearing for us right now so we can help clear us of any thoughts that might take us out into more abductions.
Okay, so let's do that then. So possibly you may be having thoughts about being abducted. I know I'm pushing buttons here. You go, oh, no, not me. Or you go, oh, yeah. My spouse has it all the time, but it can't be me, you know. Or my boss, yeah, he must be that way, you know. But here we go. Let's help you out with this here. So a mental clearing. Remember, they can get you on that, too, and have you do mind looping or consecutive words that you keep repeating, different things, consistent things in your mind that keep recycling, saying the same thing over and over again. So we'll do a clearing for that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And think of that thought that you kept having right now. and we'll do it again. This is one timeline, second timeline being taken off of. You could be on 100 of these, so I'm just doing a couple of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more. This will be the third timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one now for pain. So if you have pain in your body, you're being given pain on these timelines. We'll just see if we can alleviate some of that pain for you. We'll look, take a look at that pain, know where it is, and here we go. This is Healing for You special. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, just see if your pain is being released. Oh, another clearing here, and this will be for the alien-created thoughts. So you may have some thoughts that are recycling in you, too, that you don't know where they came from. And maybe, you know, the storyline that you normally live is different than what your thoughts are. So here we go. And you wonder why they're trying to change you. You may not understand that, but now you can look at it and say, yeah, why are they giving me something else, some other storyline, some other way to live my life? Maybe it's in a negative way or something. But this would be their thoughts coming into you to kind of steer you into a different direction. Here we go. So one, timeline crashing for that. And the aliens get eliminated for this, too. So we have other shows that we talk about this. You may want to check the one out last week. And we talk about, on the timeline crashing 101. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is your thoughts coming to you. Beat yourself up or whatever to change your life pattern. You may want to do something else that's different than what you want to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that really felt good. Thank you so much, Ron. I felt a lot of heat go through my face, and so if the listeners felt any of that, too, that's a normal part of the healing. And, Ron, you said that the aliens created our thoughts, and they also created our emotions, and that they gave us the emotions that get activated through our soul family, which is in our DNA. And so our bodies recognize those emotions. So you had said before to try not to have emotions and don't think, and to do the mind to heart drop frequently to get us out of our head. So maybe we could do that towards the end of the show. For right now, Ron, could you please help us out with an emotional clearing for some of the anger we may feel at being abducted against our will and used or abused?
Okay, here we go. So we'll first do, we'll just do all those at once. So here we go. The emotions that you may be feeling about being out of control, basically, not knowing why they're abducting you, and feeling a lab rat, basically, it's pretty negative, but that's so basically what it is. But we have the clearings to help you. So here we go. Get rid of these emotions here. And this is emotional clearing, different than the timeline crash. The emotions that you're feeling right now about not being in control of your life, or at least knowing about it now. So here we go. 1, taking those emotions away. 2, bringing in peace energy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And we'll do a timeline crash now, or anger. Remember, they get you on timelines for your emotion. So this is one that will work outside of yourself now, or the anger. The other emotional clearing that we discussed you're doing is inside of your body, because your body's storing that energy. So this is the timeline crash for emotions of anger that you're having out there. And remember, you're on an anger timeline with maybe billions of people experiencing some type of anger. So these are people that are associated with you that you may even know here or not know. But they're all having your buttons pushed on those timelines that you're living on them, and they're getting the anger energy from you, which they live on. Here we go. One, releasing these timelines one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Thank you for those clearings, Ron, and a timeline crash. If I was to do a timeline crash on, let's say, sadness, and then I checked my body, and I felt like I'd pretty much gotten it off that timeline, could I reactivate that timeline if I thought about a sad situation, such as maybe the loss or the death of a pet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What they can do is just copy and paste that. Let's say that you had a pet when you were growing up, and maybe you had a dog or cat, maybe you're 8 years of age, your parents got it for you, loved it, and naturally, you know, you have a certain lifespan, and or maybe you got run over by a car or something like that, or maybe you saw it run over or just died. Whatever happened, you know, that affects you. And so all of a sudden, you start having glimpses of that past situation, and you go, wow, I haven't thought about my dog Rover, you know, for, you know, since I was 10 years of age. And now I'm thinking about Rover and how much, you know, joy Rover gave me, and I was holding him when he died or something like that. And or, you know, my parents had to say, well, we're going to take the dog to the vet to have it put to sleep. And you start wondering, what is that? You know, put to sleep? I never heard of that before. And they say, well, dog is suffering and we have to, you know, it has to now die, you know, be killed. And we're going to put it to sleep. So you go, oh boy. And there you watch, you know, your wonderful pet being put into the car. Best time in your life you're ever going to see that and see it. And there it goes. And now you're sad for weeks, and you wonder why you're having that issue brought up to you, because it happened maybe 30 to 50 years ago. If you're an older person, you go, well, why am I happen to see this? Well, it's because they took that timeline. They bring up that complete video story on that timeline, and now they paste it into you now. And it may kind of correspond to something in your life. Maybe you had some other animal, you know, pass on, or maybe you heard about something that, you know, passed on. Maybe you read something, and now all of a sudden that's flying forward, and now you're dealing with that emotion, just like it happened today. And you go, wow, this is really strange. You know, I thought I worked myself through that issue. What happens is that they just copy and paste in an old timeline. So let's do a timeline crash on that for people that may have an issue with pets of that situation, that, you know, loss of a loved one, we'll say. And it could be a person, too. So here we go. We'll do a timeline crash on that for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that should help you out. That timeline should start to be eliminated. If you do have that issue and you look at it now and you still feel a charge on it, then go in and do maybe 100 timeline crashes on it. So that's what I would recommend doing. If you have an issue after 100, then do another 100. Just keep doing it until it's off of you. Remember, everybody that's on that timeline with you, those millions of people who lost a pet or animal or something or a loved one, are having the same relief because that timeline is being eliminated. And all of a sudden, maybe their situation that they're in is automatically healed from them because you're helping yourself out and also helping them. So back to you, Kathy.
That sounds extremely beneficial, Ron, the timeline crashing. And that's an issue, either pet loss or loss of a loved one, whether two-legged or four-legged, is one I'm sure all the listeners can relate to. So I hope you, I'm sure people will feel that they, some relief if they thought about that particular situation while you were doing the timeline crash on that. So you're recommending in conclusion that more of our spirit, if we do the timeline crashes and the space-time crash, more of our spirit will be brought back to us. So we're getting more of ourselves, those little pieces of our spirit that were stolen, abducted, and traded onto tangent timelines. So then we'll be feeling much better, more whole, and better about ourselves, especially after we do the emotional clearing and the mental clearing, whole life clearing. Is that a good summary, Ron?
Yeah, and then also you're being brought back here physically. You may have just a part of you up there on a timeline that's living. Let's just say that you have an arm problem. Well, maybe they don't have your whole body. Maybe they only have, let's just do a clearing here. How much time do we have left, do you think, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, we have about 6 minutes.
Okay, so let's just say that one of your arms, and this is up to you to decide. If you don't know, I'll do your left arm. But you may have an arm condition, and maybe that arm condition is out on these parallel timelines. And maybe they're poking pins in it, and you wonder why you are having maybe wounds on your skin. Maybe you're bleeding a little bit. Maybe it's always sore. And it may not look like there's pins in your arm, but maybe they're doing that to you. So let's just take your left arm, but it could be your right if you have a right arm problem. I'll just do both arms. So here we go. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring you back where your arms are disconnected from your body. Okay, because your other parts of your body is here, but they just wanted your arms, and they're living. So here we go. First timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, you're being taken away from those torture chambers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So if you have any questions for our next program, we'd like to share your experiences of tonight. You can go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. clsquestions@yahoo.com. I want to do a mind a heart drop for everybody, and this you can do yourself. I command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, so you can be at peace. Those thoughts won't upset you. So here we go, dropping down. 10, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you're commanding your spirit to take your thoughts, bring them into your heart, which is peace. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that mind of heart drop, Ron. I want to just remind the listeners that when Ron does the mind of heart drop for us, it's to put us in source energy where we are in peace and in neutral. And as we've been hearing, we became separated due to the mind, energy, and our emotions that take us on through timelines. So thank you for that, Ron, and all the other clearings. I do want to remind listeners to check the chat room for the links and posts to Ron's website, creationlightships.com, and how to find the healings we talked about tonight, the space-time crash, and the timeline crash. So in conclusion, to further understand this program's topic, please listen to the podcast of last week, March 13th, Timeline Crashing 101. On our next program, we will further discuss other aspects of Ron's dedication and clearing that are designed to restore us to ascend into the true light. Ron Amatron is an amazingly gifted conduit for these divine energies of the Creation Lightship. He has the ability to doctor and heal with a vast amount of light frequency energies. He offers in-depth, life-changing and empowering sessions with divine beings available to both private groups and during his conference calls. We hope that the clearings and information presented here will be of help and allow for better understanding of the truth and what is happening to us on the planet now. There are pertinent posts to the healings on the Creation Lightship and topics discussed for your further interest and understanding on Ron's host page blog. Ron has created many healings to get us on the highway to ascension because right now is our chance to connect with our own divine spirit. The Creation Lightship is offering this choice and chance to get back to our home-based energy with our spirit and body in a planet of light, where the real light only works in the present moment without duality, hierarchy, emotion, or judgment. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, and the Creation Lightship for the program and divine healings tonight.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.